Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
You okay over there, big guy? Heard things falling down.
So. I look down and the wrong headphones were plugged in, and boy gosh, we can't have that.
No.
Well, I'm glad we got it squared away.
Yeah, it took a couple of seconds. How are you, Scott
Parks? I'm doing well. It's good to see you, my friend.
Good to see you. Good to be seen, I guess.
Yeah, what's going on?
Lots. Oh, boy, is there a lot going on in the world.
Happy belated birthday, by
the way. Oh, thank you very much. Yes, I am no longer in the demo.
Which is to say you're over 54.
I am 55. Oh, man. Who in a million years ever would have thought, especially given my proclivities early in life, that I would have made it anywhere near this far?
Really?
Yeah, I tried. I mean, there were times when I did all kinds of things to rack myself up, and apparently I didn't do enough damage because I'm still alive.
Well, good for us.
Thank
good
you.
Good for you. Can we talk? Michael Mackey will be in at 3 o'clock. Can we just talk briefly about what the heck is going on in Lebanon? Why am I?
Well,
I am
you mean
fascinated.
Kaboom, kaboom, kaboom.
I am fascinated
kaboom.
By this story.
Yeah.
The second day.
Yeah, right. And now we've got, in addition to the pagers from yesterday, now it's what, walkie talkies?
Yeah, the VHF.
I mean,
walkie talkies.
If.
Personal radios.
Big IF, if Israel is behind this.
It was a big ass boom.
They
I don't
are,
think they're directly denying it.
They're not commenting.
Yeah. Which means.
We did it.
We totally did it.
Yep. What was it again, sir?
It was a big ass boom.
Yeah, it was.
A little smirk on their face, a little raised eyebrow.
So yesterday it was pagers. Today the walkie-talkies are exploding in their hands and on their hips. If I have any communicate, if I'm in Hezbollah and I'm not, as far as you know, I am not engaging in any communication at all, unless it is face-to-face or by mail, maybe even not by mail.
Yeah, they've got to be relegated to, like, smoke signals at this point. Although even that might be a really bad idea.
Semaphore.
So the pager one made sense because, in theory, they could send a long-distance signal to this pager to detonate said explosives that were allegedly, we think, placed in them after the supply chain was interrupted. How did they get to all the walkie-talkies at the same time?
Yeah. Dude, I don't know.
They're that good.
I mean...
this is from the people who brought you the Uzi, okay?
Well, they track their communications and all of that, and then they hear stuff, all the intelligence that they're gathering, they hear stuff that they're going to be putting in an order for new radios. Oh, interesting. Then they start going in then, and they, we're going to put in an order for pagers. Hey, let's get somebody on that.
Just make sure you get the ones going to the right guys, because you don't want that mistake.
And I'll be honest, you know, we're making a little bit light of it with those big-ass boom. There have been reports that children have been injured, and I think a couple have died. For that, I am sorry.
Yeah, family members, sure.
Yeah, I am sorry that young people have passed. However, these terrorist organizations are sick and evil people, and they wage reckless war. And so does Israel, Scott. Fine, whatever. And by the way, the fact that the Iranian ambassador to Lebanon was injured yesterday wipes out. Now there is no plausible deniability that we are not behind Hezbollah or Hamas.
Well, and you mentioned a second ago, I'm not part of Hezbollah, as far as you know. I think we're finding out a whole lot of people yeah. that we didn't know were part of Hezbollah are part of Hezbollah.
Yeah. That's right.
Well, Hezbollah was established more like a militant army. It's more of an army than, say, Hamas.
Well, but they're reeling now.
Oh, definitely. Definitely. And that's kind of the point behind this attack. One would argue that disrupting communications is critical when you are at war with an adversary.
I heard one analyst this morning, it was on CNN, saying if you are a lower level tiered member of Hezbollah, you're wondering to yourself today, what am I doing in this group? Can I trust anything they hand me?
Yeah.
If you're an upper level member of Hezbollah, you're wondering today, A, how did this happen? Where is the weak link in our chain? And man, I am really pissed.
And what do I have to not touch for the next week? I mean, this is phase two. Is there a phase three?
Are computers going to start blowing up tomorrow?
Yeah. Well, and you know that they're now all looking at each other like, who's the mole? Because somebody's feeding them information. I don't think that they're just getting this willy-nilly through spies that are near the people that are involved.
Yeah.
This has to be somebody that's involved who is feeding them information.
If the Israelis are behind it and they're not admitting that.
They're not.
You're right. How did they know that Hezbollah was communicating using pagers?
Well, and running under that theory, you can look at Mossad as being one of the best intelligence gathering organizations in the world, behind maybe only the NSA. And who's to say that the NSA isn't cooperating in this, too?
I hope we are.
I won't argue. Yeah, I'm not going to argue at all. So, yeah, I mean, could this all be done electronically, you know, without a mole on the ground? It could. And if it could, those are the two organizations that could pull it off.
Well, and you're right, Texter. Yesterday, we were talking about the pagers. Yesterday, it was the pagers. Today, it's walkie-talkies. If they handed me a cell phone, I would not even touch it.
If they handed me a cup on a string, I wouldn't touch it. Okay, at this point.
Great point from the text line. I don't remember who it was, but somebody mentioned disrupting communication. They're doing more than disrupting communication. Yeah. It's hard to fight when you don't have a hand.
Yeah.
Oh, no, they had, and that security analyst that I was talking about on CNN said, Israel, if they're behind it, in a single day has removed a massive swath of their army from the field, because these people will be so injured, they'll never be able to fight again.
And even just the communications part of it, if you don't know where to go, you know, it's hard to call maneuvers if you don't have a cell phone, mm-hmm. a pager, a sat phone, or anything else like that. They have no way. Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. And of course, this is going to, I think, Israel is hoping, disrupt Hezbollah and their continued attacks from the north coming out of Lebanon. That it ramped up after the Hamas massacre in the south by Gaza. So they're hoping that this will keep Hezbollah from acting up.
Did they switch to carrier pigeons?
I wouldn't take a note from them either.
Yeah.
They might explode.
Exploding ink.
make that bird drop. Yeah. Navy hand signals. Maybe they can go to Morse code.
Yeah, that's never been cracked.
what's the Morse code symbol for? I don't know that exists.
For what?
You know, it's only English. You know, there's a lot of like phonetic stuff that we don't have a Morse code symbol for. There's a lot of in the languages over there.
Morse code is only for English? Encyclopedia Dan, is that true?
Well, you know, I think so.
I've never heard that.
Well, it depends on. I'm about to research that.
Huh.
Can you get back to us on that?
There may be a way to translate.
The International Morse Code encodes the 26 letters of the English alphabet.
There you go.
Other languages have the German alphabet, such as the Greeks, and they have their own versions of Morse code.
Hmm. Interesting.
So there are more than one Morse. There's Morsi codes.
Excuse me?
Yeah. Morsi.
More, there are more six. More six.
More okay. six?
More yeah. six.
There's more codes
to Morse.
Something like that.
More sure. sites?
Yeah.
Morsidians?
Something.
Huh. So people who use Morse code are called Morsidians?
Okay.
Well, Germany was the first country to adopt the SOS distress signal.
Yeah, we cracked it.
I mean, there's Russian Morse
1905.
Code. 1905. Japanese Morse code.
Huh.
Chinese?
913-586-7798. 913-586-7798. John Grayson filling in today for Dana Wright. Thank you, sir. Michael Mackey coming your way at 3. Sam Stevie, I'm Scott Parks on KMBZ. They done. REO Speedwagon is breaking up.
Oh.
Say they're going to stop touring due to irreconcilable differences among bandmates.
What is this, a divorce?
In a statement earlier this week, the band announced that they will stop touring effective... at the end of the tour, they're going to stop touring on January 1st of 2025. Oh, so we have irreconcilable differences, but we can make it till the end of the year because everybody's buying our tickets.
So those checks bouncing?
No.
Uh-huh.
The band cited the irreconcilable differences between singer Kevin Cronin and bassist Bruce Hall. Then get another bassist.
Yeah, no kidding. It's not like you can't find a decent bassist out there. But is he an original? Because I'm trying to think now if there's any original members of REO Speedwagon left. Kevin Cronin was not. He was their second lead singer.
Let me look.
Because that may be it. He may own the name. And if he owns the name, then there's nothing really you can do except for tour under some other name.
Original members. Let's see here.
Because Bruce Hall, if I'm not mistaken, has been there a long time. Was Gary Richrath even an original? I don't think he was.
I thought he was.
He might have been. He might. If not, he was there from real early on. But so was Kevin Cronin, for that matter.
Oh, we're nerding out.
Yep.
Yeah, we are. Well, you put me and him in the same room.
And this is going to happen. By the way,
it's impossible not to.
While you're looking for that, speaking of in other 70s rock news, do you know who's here in town tonight?
No.
Burton Cummings from the Guess Who is performing at Knuckleheads tonight.
Huh.
Yeah. I found that out yesterday. I was like, but what? Burton Cummings is here? Wow. If you're into a little Guess Who, they're celebrating their 60th anniversary. He's not touring as the Guess Who. He's just touring as Burton Cummings, but that's what you're going to hear.
Bruce Hall, the bassist, is not an original.
Not an original. Okay. So
their last original was Neil Doughty.
Okay.
Bruce Hall joined in 1977.
Man, this sure doesn't feel like a Look at Me press release or anything.
Yeah, right. We're never going to tour again, so buy lots of tickets, please. Right. Yeah.
We're breaking up in a couple of months
eventually,
when our tour is over, and we're actually just getting rid of a bassist that we never really liked anyway.
Well, you know who
so.
Did that, and they paint, man, we're nerding out right now, and we'll stop in just a second. Thin Lizzy in 1983, their records weren't selling as well. And John, I think you had a story.
Yeah, I do. You want to
hang on for a second? I'm going to finish that story.
Yeah, go ahead.
No, please.
Their records weren't selling, so Phil Lynott decided we'll just call this next tour our farewell tour.
Uh huh.
And we'll sell a ton of records. We'll break up for like 2 or 3 years, and we'll get back together. So they did. Sold a ton of tickets. Made it their farewell tour, and he needed help anyway. I mean, he was in bad shape. The band was in bad shape. Addicted to drugs and alcohol and everything. They broke up, and then he killed himself with drugs.
And then he was done.
And then it was over.
The whole thing just fell apart.
So it really was a farewell tour.
Yeah. Well, how many farewell tours did The Who do?
How many did Kiss do?
Like a dozen? Yeah, right. They're still doing them.
I remember going to Kiss's first farewell tour in 2000. I'm not kidding.
Oh, I know. I think I saw The Who on their farewell tour in 1996. So, they've done a number of them since then. A couple of things. You want to go to Indiana for a minute? Check this out. I have never... There is a term in this story. I am 55. I have never heard this term in my life before. So here's what happened. Small town in southeastern Indiana, and a woman was found at the end of an alley, like the inside.
What's the town name?
It's just a little town in southern Indiana. Okay. It doesn't matter.
All right.
Yeah, Seymour.
Okay.
There you go. So Seymour, Indiana.
Woman's at the back end of an alley.
She's at the back end of an alley, and the cops got word that there was somebody down there and that they might be in trouble. So they get down to the end of the alley, and they find her. She is unable to even sit up and has a bottle of Jack hanging out of her purse. And she is plowed. So, I mean, like I said, can't even sit up straight. So they put her in the car. They did a breathalyzer on her. Her blood alcohol content was 0.255, which is three and a quarter times the legal limit. I mean, she was gonzo. So they bring her to jail. And they go to check her in at the jail, and the jail says, what did you say her blood alcohol content was? And they said, she said a 0.255. And the jail said, no, we're not taking her.
Take her to the hospital.
They couldn't do that either.
A fatal BAC is 0.4 or higher.
Yeah, so she was better than halfway there. And the jail said, no, it's a liability for us. So because if you bring her in here and she dies, we have to explain that. And if she yorks all over the floor or whatever, you know, she's going to be a problem for us. We're not taking her. So the cops said, what are we supposed to do with her? And they said, if you want us to take her, you're going to have to sit out in the parking lot with her until her blood alcohol content goes down below 0.24, which is three times the legal limit. So the cop said, you want me to sit with this drunk lady out in the parking lot? And the jail said, yeah, that's pretty much your only option at this point. And the cop went out there with her and stayed for about 5 minutes and said, you know what? No, I've had it. And unarrested her. I have never heard of somebody being unarrested before. So he went back into the jail and said, that's it, guys. I'm out of here. And the jail called her family and had them come and pick her up from the parking lot of the jail.
So the trick is, if you're going to get a drunk and disorderly, is to make sure that you're so drunk yeah. that the jail won't accept you?
Apparently, at least in southern Indiana, that's how it goes. Can you imagine being unarrested because you were so drunk that even the jail wouldn't take you?
Now, I'm no scientist here, but with a 0.255, does that mean that a quarter of her blood?
No, it's a quarter of a percent.
A quarter of a percent of her blood. Okay.
Yes.
Yeah, it's point z- like the you can be pulled over. Oh, what did you say it was?
0.08%, which is yeah. if you're looking at the total of your blood would be 0.0008. So, you know,
don't do math on me.
Why?
You move, why? It's my fault.
It's percentages. You move the decimal point to
quiet. Oh.
But it's a percentage of a percentage, which is what had my brain all flustered. Right. I was like, 0.255, what?
Yeah. You could drink her blood and get drunk at that point.
This is 25 proof blood right here.
Yep.
Okay. Next person to math on this show.
I'll try to avoid it.
Off the show.
It.
ABC News, the Federal Reserve cut its benchmark interest rate, a half of a percentage point on Wednesday.
Are you kicking yourself off?
Yes, I guess I am.
Bye, Scott. It was nice seeing you.
As soon as I saw that, I'm like, oh, picked the wrong story out of the stack, man. Uh-huh. The Federal Reserve cut its benchmark interest rate a half of a percentage point on Wednesday in a landmark decision that dials back its years-long fight against inflation and could deliver relief for borrowers saddled with high costs. The central bank's first rate cut since 2020 came after a recent stretch of data had established the key conditions for a rate cut: falling inflation and slowing job gains. In theory, lower interest rates help stimulate economic activity. What? And boost employment. The Dow Jones Industrial Average. Sam, can you give me an update if you don't mind? Or I got my phone here.
Yeah, it was 41.6 earlier today.
416?
No, if the Dow was at 41,600 something.
Oh, no, I'm just seeing how much it's up today.
Oh.
Is what I was curious.
It was about even.
0.33%.
Yeah.
Which is 135 points.
Which is it? Four times the legal limit, by the way.
That is it. It peaked at...
Where's my stocks on my phone? I always have the stock market on here.
It peaked at roughly 200 up. So it really didn't.
That's it?
Climb that much.
Yeah, it stayed basically flat today.
Man, I thought it would have done more than that.
Right in the middle.
We talked with Chris Keel, the economy guy, earlier today, and what he said was this was expected. That all of the markets thought this was coming. So it's already built in. So that's why you didn't see much movement on the markets today.
Okay. Earlier this year, mortgage rates. Oh, I wish Dana was here. Earlier this year, mortgage rates reached their highest level in more than two decades.
Great time to buy a house.
While the average rate for credit card holders topped anything on record at the Fed. Interest rates for car loans have soared to levels last seen at the onset of the 2008 financial crisis.
Yeah, so expect to hear from your credit card company later today that they're lowering your rates immediately. Yeah, no, I'm kidding. They're not going to do that.
Telephone. That's totally how that works. What are you talking about?
913-586-7798. John Grayson in for Dana Wright. Sam Stevie III. My name's Scott here on KMBZ.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one. Or track pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month. Brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more rings, two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo. The Markable Fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It is one of the greatest songs of all time. You're right.
Even though it's depressing.
What's P. Diddy doing in court again today?
He doesn't want to be in jail.
Nah. He's trying to get his bail... to happen, because yesterday it absolutely didn't.
He offered up $50 million yesterday.
He offered $50 million.
He said,
million.
I'll give you $50 mil if you let me out right now.
And house arrest. I mean, he didn't just say, let me out and let me just be on bail like anybody. He said, I'll give you $50 million cash and I will stay at home and be under house arrest. And the judge said, no.
Jinx, show me the
You got it.
He is going to learn... Well, he's in court right now, as a matter of fact. The court hearing was supposed to start at 3:30 this afternoon. In a letter to the court ahead of the Wednesday hearing, his attorney wrote that Combs is eminently trustworthy and should be released on a $50 million bond.
Yes, yeah, super trustworthy.
I mean,
just look at the allegations. Why wouldn't you trust the guy?
How many airplanes does he own?
Multiple. I think three.
Do you think it's possible that, you know... I don't know. Maybe he thinks if he gets out, one of those planes ends up taking off with him in it, heading for Cuba.
Do you mean like when they raided his home in L.A. and he was getting active reports about his home being raided, allegedly, and he hopped on a jet to fly to a country that doesn't extradite? I mean, just a weird coincidence as far as I'm concerned.
I love the fact that you letterkennied twice in that sentence.
What did I do?
You said L.I., first of all, and then allegedly. So, well done.
Thank you.
Yeah, he's. I would guess he's going to be behind bars for a little while. Yeah, they said apparently the fact that he has been charged with witness intimidation, that doesn't help you when you're trying to get bail because they know you have a phone at your house.
I mean, they're like half of the charges are surrounding the ways that he treated the people that he allegedly treated poorly and the ways that he got them not to out him for what he was allegedly doing. God, this is hard to talk about without accusing him of things that haven't been proven yet.
Yeah,
everybody kind of knows.
Just drop a couple allegedlys in and we're off the the hook.
Well, he allegedly threatens people with guns for the alleged acts that he allegedly committed.
No. All you have to say is it is alleged, .. and then go on. Right. Don't drop allegedly three times in one sentence.
What is a freak off, by the way?
I don't know. Do I look like I run in these kinds of circles?
Do you want the details?
I don't want to break it down. Not really.
Okay.
Is it clean?
No, not in any way.
Can you clean it up?
Did you ever see Caligula?
No, okay. I don't even know what that is.
Bob Guccione, we'll talk. Anyway, what he's alleged to have done is gotten minions of his to go out and bring in women and men of ill repute who were hireable for sex and had giant parties where they would all do it in front of him that he would then film while enjoying himself.
Oh, come on, John!
I just I'm saying.
I asked if you could clean it up. Well, yes, that's, I think I
that's,
might.
That's about as clean as it gets, man.
Pretty PG.
given what he's accused of.
That was what?
Pretty PG. His explanation.
So it went R at the very end.
This chair is awful. I'm sorry. It's making all kinds of
noises.
Thank you.
We get complaints about it all the time.
Okay. That should stop.
And I
now.
Brought in WD-40 yesterday to fix it. It is unfixable.
Oh, it is the worst chair in the history of mankind,
and she
too.
Insists on sitting in it. I don't know why.
Okay, do you want to know why the conspiracy theorists are saying he's fighting so hard to get out of jail?
Ooh, do tell.
Because he's going to kill his witnesses.
No, the conspiracy theorists are saying he wants to get out of jail because he saw what happened to Epstein.
Oh, and he thinks that's going to happen to him.
He's tied to a lot of really powerful people.
You think he might be suicided?
I don't know. The cameras might stop working, and the jail guards that are supposed to be watching him on 24-hour surveillance might fall asleep or shop on Macy's. I don't know. I mean, maybe they'll give him 5 sets of sheets. Who knows? There was a lot of deep conspiracy theory references there.
I don't, honestly, though, Sam, I don't think that, because conspiracy theory has a negative connotation, as if it's to be a theory that is so crazy, it can't be true. I don't know that that's so crazy it can't be true.
I think, I mean, there's a lot of people out there that think that that's why he's fighting so hard to not be behind bars.
I just think it's unsupported by evidence. I mean, and, you know, conspiracy theory just doesn't have anything to back it up. Could be right.
Ooh, really? Then I have a negative connotation.
I think you're
when
right.
I hear conspiracy theory.
Yeah, I mean, to me, it says you're blue skying. You're coming up with an idea that, while it may fit the facts, doesn't actually have any evidence to support
it. The only conspiracy theory that I believe is that what's his face was not the lone assassin of John.
Oh, Oswald.
Golly, why am I drawing a blank on his name?
Lee Harvey.
Lee Harvey. Jeez Louise. I was like, Henry Lee. No.
Henry Lee Lucas was somebody else. That was a different serial killer.
But that's the only one I believe in. You know, but
I don't.
All the other conspiracy theories are like, you know, we didn't really land on the moon. 9/11 was an inside job.
We all know that was done in Hollywood. At the moon, not 9/11.
Okay. I mean, and I'm just like, when I hear conspiracy theory, except the Kennedy assassination, I think the people who believe it are crazy.
Yeah, well, I think there's a group of people who refuse to believe the official story on anything because it's not any fun. It's really boring to think that Oswald was just a nutcase with a gun who was able to kill the most powerful man in the world at the time. It's boring, and it's also uncomfortable because we want to believe that these people are above the fray. And so, yeah, I mean, I don't buy any of it. The Kennedy thing, when they started coming up with conspiracy theories that now I can't think of his name, the guy that shot Martin Luther King. That he didn't really do it.
Oh, geez Louise, you got me looking this stuff up.
Yeah, sorry. But, yeah, when there were conspiracy theories going around that he didn't do it, and it's like, oh, come on, just stop.
Hey, I'm only a conspiracy theorist until I'm right.
James Earl Ray.
James Earl Ray, thank you.
Why do they always have 3 names, by the way?
Yeah, well, most people? Only the successful ones. You'll notice Arthur Bremer doesn't.
Yeah.
They all go by 3 names until, yeah. I don't know. That is strange.
By the way, when messaging your wife, make sure you don't message the radio station.
You want me to?
I'll do it. 1445, I'm looking at you, kid. Quote, well, hang on, Sam. I'll read the original text, and then you read what he wrote after that. Okay?
Sure.
From 1445. I hate you. You got me sick. I feel like I'm going to throw up. Good thing I have one of those puke bags from the hospital in my car.
A
minute later, whoops, meant for my wife. I hate you.
Scott, why could you get that person sick?
I was trying to figure out what we did to make him sick.
Yeah,
we hadn't
really
even described what P. Diddy did yet by that point.
Okay. All right.
By the way, the fact that you couldn't remember James Earl Ray, and I couldn't remember Lee Harvey Oswald, and you just had a birthday where you're now out of demo,
yeah,
and I'm not getting any younger,
right,
has me very concerned.
You're about to get into the last year of the demo, right?
I know.
Yeah.
You know, they make medications to slow that down.
Yeah.
There is a restaurant. I All right, Sam, I want to put your mind at ease. I'm not going to say it, okay? I just want you to know I'm not going to say it. There's a restaurant, and I saw this earlier today out of Atlanta, because apparently it has become a fixture in Atlanta, but it's closing. And people are going, oh, I can't believe it's closing. There is a Vietnamese soup that's spelled P-H-O. It's pronounced pho.
Yeah, it's delicious.
Okay.
Be careful. Please be careful.
So this restaurant, what made them famous, what put them on the map is
that P-H-O is pronounced pho?
Pho, yes.
It is.
Yeah.
Why not pho?
It's Vietnamese. I don't know. I don't speak Vietnamese. All I can tell you is that's how it's pronounced.
Well, in America, why don't we just spell it? Well, no.
Like P-H-U-H or something? Yeah, I don't know.
Or F-U.
Well, see, that's the thing. Because this restaurant didn't just serve Vietnamese cuisine. They also melded that with Texas-style barbecue. So they took...
That should be a crime.
They took the name pho, and then for the second half of the restaurant's name, they used a shortened form of barbecue, which, as Q39 taught us, is just Q. Hey, you want some Q? So
we got it.
Yeah. All right. So here's what I'm thinking.
We got it.
Is if this restaurant bought commercial time on a radio station, would they be able to say the name of the restaurant in the ad?
No, you could not.
Really? Well, I mean,
there was that TV show, S Creek.
Well, yeah, that's true. Although they did call it that.
But not
we couldn't. Yeah, we couldn't say
Entertainment Tonight. You couldn't do that. And when you say that name of the dog with zoo at the end of it, you better get that Z real close to that T.
Oh, pho good is really good on 75th and Neiman.
Yeah. Uh huh.
I have seen a restaurant that sells that product, that the second word in the name is king.
Is king. Yes, yes, I've seen that one too. And I had the same thought. But boy, I mean, when they did the barbecue thing, I was like, wow, that's pushing it about as far as you can push that one.
Because if they got me to endorse them, I wouldn't do it.
I would. I totally would.
I wouldn't do it.
I'd take the money.
913-586-7798. Michael Mackey coming up after the top of the hour. John Grayson filling in right now for Dana Wright. Sam, I'm Scott on KMBZ. All right, welcome back. Story here from the Associated Press, a name you know. And I thought he was at one point a member of the Eagles. He was not. I found out from Captain Grayson over here.
Yeah, no, never a member of the band, but wrote a bunch of songs for them.
J.D. Souther, and that was not one of them, by the way, but you'll know the names of some of them. J.D. Souther, a prolific songwriter and musician who helped shape the country rock sound that took root in Southern California in the 1970s with his collaborations with the Eagles and Linda Ronstadt, has died at the age of 78. Souther, who collaborated with the Eagles on some of their biggest hits, Best of My Love, love that song.
Seven Bridges Road.
He helped write Seven Bridges Road. That's their best song.
In fact, I think he wrote that one on his own.
Isn't it crazy the only version of that song is a live version?
Yeah, and in fact, on the live version of that song,
well, that's the only version.
If you get if you get the album, the entire live album, because they put it on their greatest hits, but they cut it off on the live album, you actually hear, I think it's Glenn Frey says, our friend J.D. Souther taught us this song, and yeah, they shouted out to him on the album. It's very cool.
Best of My Love, James Dean, hate that song. New Kid in Town, Heartache Tonight, died yesterday at his home in New Mexico. Also worked with and wrote songs for James Taylor, Bob Seger, Bonnie Raitt. Damn.
Yeah.
He was inducted into the Songwriters Hall of Fame in 2013.
And he had a couple of solo albums as well. I don't know that they ever did all that well. But yeah, he was an incredible writer. And of course, I mean, the connection between the Eagles and Linda Ronstadt, they started as her band.
Oh, I knew that.
Yeah.
I knew the Eagles were her backup band when she first got started. I don't know this name, so forgive me. If you do, please tell me. Adrian Wojnarowski from ESPN.
Nope. Sorry.
Adrian Wojnarowski is dropping a Woj bomb on himself. I have no idea what I'm even reading. ESPN's lead NBA insider announcing today on Twitter that he is retiring from ESPN and news media to become the general manager of the St. Bonaventure men's basketball program.
In St. Louis?
Is St. Bonaventure in St. Louis?
There is one there. I don't know if it's that one.
The news sent shockwaves up and down the sports media industry because until Wednesday morning, there had been the sense that Wojnarowski, 55, would be breaking NBA news on his deathbed. Oh my gosh. He's a reporter for ESPN and he is walking away from $20 million?
To go coach.
To be a general manager of the basketball program. And he's walking away from 20 grand? A source confirmed to the New York Post that Wojnarowski walked away from a substantial amount of money left on his ESPN deal.
That is apparently where he went to college, was the St. Bonaventure.
Well, they're not going to pay him $20 million.
No, no. This one is in New York, apparently.
Okay, I knew there was another one because I think Don Fortune.
Oh, it's in Buffalo.
If I'm not mistaken, Don Fortune, who used to, because back in the old days, KMBZ was news in the morning, Rush Limbaugh on middays, and then after 2 o'clock, we were sports.
Yeah.
What were those called? Not all functioning, but like those kind of radio stations.
Full service.
Full service. Thank you. We were full service, and Don Fortune held down this very time slot back in the day. And I think he went St. Bonaventure.
Okay. Yeah. Imagine that, a Polish guy from Buffalo. Weird. Wojnarowski.
Are there a lot of Poles in Buffalo?
Yeah. I think more than in Warsaw, actually. Seriously, between Chicago and Buffalo, the Polish population's huge in both cities.
It's Woja. Okay. Sorry. I don't know who the guy is.
Did we pronounce his name wrong? Sorry.
Yeah.
I'm normally pretty good with Polish
names. Can you imagine being a reporter or, quote, an NBA insider? All you have to do is follow all the NBA news, watch a lot of games.
Yeah.
And ESPN will drop you $20
million. $20
million,
yeah.
Maybe there's a reason why they had to lay off so many people a couple years back.
You think? Yeah. I mean, between that and the amount of money that they were still paying Chris Berman. And he, does Berman even do anything for ESPN anymore?
I don't think so.
Yeah. But
he used to do Sunday Night Football.
Now he does the fastest 2 minutes during the Sunday Night Football games. Mm-hmm. And I think that might be it.
But see, they've put so much money in, like, first of all, I don't know who Woja announced. I'm not even going to try anymore, okay? I'm just not going to try. But you're putting $20 million on an NBA insider. God knows how many millions of dollars on Pat McAfee.
Yeah.
And the handful of other Stephen A. Smith and all that stuff. Maybe if you didn't pay them so much, where are they going to go?
Yeah, FS1? To the other sports network? Yeah, right. And I don't think Fox Sports, well, I mean, Fox as a corporation is going to have all kinds of money to throw around, but I don't know how much they spend on the sports product. It's probably a lot, but I don't know if it's anywhere near as much as ESPN.
They have a morning show, a morning sports talk show.
Yeah.
But other than that, I have no idea.
No, what I want to know is, like, what does NFL Network do in April?
they play old games.
But I mean, don't they still do like Good Morning Football is their morning show?
Yeah.
It's like, how do you do Good Morning Football when there's nothing going to happen for another six months?
You dig real deep.
Right. We heard the wide receiver for the Cardinals stubbed his toe in the shower this morning. We go live to the scene.
Yeah.
Yeah.
With a reporter outside of his front door.
I got ants, Jerry. I got ants on my wall.
We knocked, but got no answer. And a federal lawsuit has been filed in Philadelphia alleging that online betting companies DraftKings and Bet365 illegally used MLB player names and images, including Philly superstar Bryce Harper.
Ooh, don't do that. They don't like that.
No. Hey, thank you so much for your time. I love doing radio with
Same
you,
here, buddy.
So much fun. All right. John Grayson filling in for Dana Wright. The one and only Michael Mackey is in the house.
Yeah, he is.
He will join us next here on Dana and Parks. See you on the other side of the news.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.